This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We started out talking about this libertarian presidential candidate, not in the United States. They're not usually that interesting, at least not in the last two decades. But the guy
also don't usually have a serious chance.
That's true as well. The guy in Argentina, however, apparently is polling in the double digits. And for a libertarian, that's like a big deal.
Well, and apparently he also has the highest number of people who are what they call secured votes. These are the people who will definitely vote for this person.
Oh, okay.
Not probably. So of the so it's like a one, like the three top ones, right? Mm-hmm. Of those ones that are, you know, important in that country, he has the highest number of I will definitely vote for this one.
I mean, first of all, I think voting is a ridiculous idea. But that being said, how does one vote before one votes?
You make up your mind.
I mean,
well, so some people are, well, I think I'm going to vote for this one, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of that before an election.
Okay, so you're just talking about people who declare before.
People who've locked in, they've said, this is my guy.
Yeah.
Right. So we can talk more about him, but the phones are open. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. It is Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass with you here tonight. Let's talk first to Rick, not the same one who was just on the phone. He made sure to clarify, this is a different Rick.
Are we getting Rick rolled?
New Mexico. Exactly. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
We're rolling through Rick.
Exactly. I'm not that insane person, and I'm so glad he never became a teacher. You know, if they take our guns away from us, we're done.
Yeah. People die. Every time, Peekless pointed it out earlier. Every time in history, when a government takes away people's guns, people die. Every time, without fail, without exception, open a history book.
Yeah, like, so far I've identified two absolute lines of when we're done. Taking the guns is one of them. The other one is when they determine the content of our blood. Like, when they decide, here's what the drugs you have to be on, then they'll just make sure that we're on the right drugs to no longer care about overthrowing.
Don't forget to take your Soma.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Rick?
And also, I appreciate what you guys say. I listen to you all the time, so you get a clown on there, and then I just change it to a rock and roll station. But, you know...
Oh, so you never listen to Sarah, huh?
No.
Can't blame you there.
Well, we appreciate you calling in with your opinion rather than just tuning out, because we are an open phone show. We're not going to screen out the clowns. We want to make sure everybody has a chance to express themselves, whether they are a terrible human being or they have terrible ideas or whatever it happens to be.
Right, and I understand that. And I do have a moderate education. I have a bachelor's degree in diesel technology and gas technology. In layman's terms, I was a mechanic all my life.
Okay. So you've actually produced something. You've actually brought something of value to the marketplace and helped probably countless people.
And, you know, I've paid taxes all my life.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's baloney at the border. Those people have never paid a penny. And they're here to get...
Now, what is the baloney that you're talking about, just to be specific, at the border? You're talking about the Border Patrol, the bureaucrats?
Talking about the people, the millions of people that are coming into this country, and we're going to have to put the bill for them.
Well, why would that be? I mean, a lot of these people that are coming here, they just want to work and make a better life for their family.
Well, where I live in New Mexico, they're standing on the corner wanting money.
Are you sure they're not looking for work? Because sometimes they're looking for a job.
Yeah,
like you can pick them up, take them to a job site, and they'll work for you.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
We can't take on millions and millions all at once.
Why not?
They should go through a vetting program.
You don't think freedom works, huh? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Yes. Yes.
You don't think freedom works?
No, I do think freedom works, but it should be done in the right way.
What does that mean, the right way? Since when has the government ever known what was right?
Oh, you're correct. Them messing with your funny money, you know, that irritates the crap out of me, too.
Okay, all right, so we're on the same page with that. Why would you trust the same people who are in charge of the funny money with whether or not someone should be able to be free to move to a place?
Well, we have the right to differ on that.
But that doesn't answer my question. I'm asking you, if you can see the corruption of the Federal Reserve, if you can understand why gun control is a failure, why would you think human control would work?
Well, it can't work. It's a no-win situation.
I don't know. If humanity just sort of roamed the planet for, thousands, hundreds of thousands of years.
The passport's less than 100 years old.
Yeah, before governments, you know, people just sort of went wherever the heck they felt like it, and they figured out how to make it work.
Yeah, the solution here is very simple. The government needs to get out of this, needs to let people decide who they're hiring and who they're renting to.
Sorry, Rick, I don't know if you heard what People's Mountaineer said there, did you?
Yeah, I did, sort of.
You want to run that by one more time?
The solution here is very simple and obvious. The government needs to get out of this, needs to let people decide who they're going to hire, who they're going to rent to, and just leave people alone. Now, I do see your point is in terms of, like, if these people are voting in elections, that's terrible. If these people are getting welfare, that is also terrible. But them moving in to work is a good thing.
Yeah, and I just don't think it's a win situation. And you know,
What do you want to see happen exactly?
I don't want them to come in the country 10,000 a day and just walk in and say we're here.
Why? What impact does that have on you or your life?
Well, I'm not sure yet. We'll have to wait a little while and see what becomes of.
So what do you think? Is it a numbers thing? You think 10,000 a day is too many? Would 100 a day be more your speed? 1,000 a day? What you want to see happen?
Like 500 a day and be vetted and make sure they're not, have a terrorist.
So you can't be free unless you're approved.
So you are actually a little more like the last Rick than I think what you want to believe. You may disagree with him on guns, but here you are saying you think humans need to have someone vet them to be able to come across an imaginary line in the sand. So it doesn't have to do with whether or not they're allowed to have a gun. It has to do with whether they're allowed to actually travel somewhere. You think there should be some expert, somebody that went to a government school.
Definitely not. I just think they should come in.
So who do you think should be vetting these people?
The way my grandfather's parents came.
Oh, I see. You were abused, and you want them to be abused the same way.
Oh, no. It's not the same People's Mountaineer. He said his grandfather's parents. So we're talking about a few generations ago at this point.
Right.
That is not the same system.
Well, I mean, your ancestors had their time, their money stolen from them by the government in order to allow them to come in, and you want these people's time and money to be stolen from them and their families and their generations and generations.
Sure, but just to be clear, the bureaucracy of today compared to 100 years ago. I mean, he sounded a little on the old side, right? So he was talking about his grandfather's parents, right? Or his grandfather's grandfather or something like that. So we're talking about probably at least 100 years ago. How easy was it to migrate into the United States 100 years ago as opposed to today? 100 years ago, there was no passport, right? Like, so the level of control that there was over humans crossing borders and, you know, you probably fog a mirror up, sign a form, and you're in, right, back then. Whereas today, it's like you got to hire a lawyer, you got to go through the right paperwork, you got to pay tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in fees. You have to wait for years. You have to get all the, you know, everything signed in triplicate and make sure.
What's your last name? This. Proof enough for me. Write it down.
You're talking about 100 years ago,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. So, like, yeah, that's not what it is like today. Okay, it's not like that at all. I think most of these conservative types who hate the idea of people migrating here, they think that it's like just some easy thing. And it's not at all an easy process. It's an incredibly bureaucratic procedure that you would absolutely hate if you had to go through this. If you had to go through the same procedure to get a gun carry permit in New Mexico, which it may be that bad in New Mexico, I don't know. But if it was as bad as the immigration procedures, you would be driven absolutely insane by that process. And you would be completely fed up with the government. You can't blame these people for just wanting to come across the border and live their lives.
Also, like, if this particular Rick, not the previous one, this one.
Immigration Rick.
Immigration Rick, not gun Rick. Or psychologist Rick.
Yeah.
Immigration Rick, if he really feels that strongly about preventing people from coming over the border from, like, Mexico into, what did he say it was, New Mexico?
Yeah.
Why isn't he at the border himself preventing
Well, he hung up the phone, so
I assume he's listening, but, but like, I have the same question for people who support, like, war. Right? Like, oh, if you're so for this war or this military, whatever the government decides to call it, the warlike action, how come you're not on a plane hopping over there carrying
arms?
Well,
I think his answer to that, well, I mean, I'll play the Rick role here for that one.
Never going to give me up?
I think his answer would be, look, that's why I pay my taxes, Captain. That way I don't have to be there. I got men in uniform. I got Customs and Border Patrol. Joe Biden just sent 1,500 uniformed military down to the border, and so he'll say that that's why he pays taxes.
But it's so much easier
out.
To steal from all of you instead of just, you know, give them my own money. And my own potential death.
Sure, yeah.
It's so much easier to just steal from all of you to bribe poor kids to potentially die to do this. Yeah.
But you're not going to likely potentially die at the southern border. I mean, that's
I was talking about the people who like the wars.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, like, Mexicans aren't coming across the southern border, like, shooting anybody.
Right. Well, now, I think a halfway measure for this would be like, look, if we can just split up the United States and maybe New Mexico wants all those people, great. I can tell you Texas doesn't. Mm-hmm. So Texas can go ahead and defend its own border against these people.
I think they'd be happy to.
And New Mexico can go ahead and invite them right in.
Mm-hmm.
And well, and look, if you're in New Mexico and you don't like this flood of migrants, so move where they're not allowed.
Yeah, I think Rick would be better off in Mexico or in Texas.
Right.
Which used to be Mexico.
Right.
If immigration Rick believes that the solution's easy, we just stop them from coming over the border. Okay.
He never gave us a solution.
Pick any other species on planet Earth other than humans who also migrate across this border and try and stop them. Tell me how easy it is.
Yeah, it would not be easy. And as we've seen, it's not easy. Where there's a will, there's a way.
So if humans can't even stop, you know, I don't know, ferrets, mice, deer, elk, right? You know, I'm talking Canada now, right? And the northern border, right? If human beings can't stop birds from migrating south in the winter, what makes them think they're going to stop people from traversing one piece of dirt to another piece of dirt?
It's just a fantasy.
It is.
And another thing that they have in common is they're trying to solve these by these weird, circuitous, different angles. So like, oh, well, my problem is that there's crazy people shooting people with guns. So I'm going to try and take away the guns, not the crazy.
Yeah. Or, oh, I don't like these immigrants coming in because you got hate in your heart. You've been taught to hate people who are looking for a better life, who are trying to work.
To fear the other.
To fear the other. I also really don't understand how, like, in my lifetime, this hatred for people coming across the southern border has changed from, they're coming for our jobs, to, they're coming to, like, be on welfare and vote. It's like, your fear is still just as crazy as it was. I don't care the reason you're giving me.
Well, and again, okay, I think that's a legitimate complaint.
What?
If you have all these people coming over and getting on welfare and voting, okay, I think that's a legitimate complaint because welfare gets stolen from all of us and voting, well, gets people killed, so okay, so let's stop those things.
Right, but not a single one of
them. End the welfare state and, like, have some security on your voting, because frankly, I just want to turn down the voting. Like, less and less of that.
But not a single one of those very same people is proposing to end welfare.
No.
Right.
Not a one of them.
Right. Right. That's your issue, is they're coming over and taking everyone's money? Okay, let's stop this program that lets them take everyone's money.
I don't, and that's always an interesting one to actually bring up to them, and unfortunately Rick has dropped off the line, but it's always interesting to get their viewpoint on that, to say, what are they going to say? Like, when you say back to them, okay, well, why don't you talk about getting rid of welfare? I bet you a lot of them would say, well, we can't get rid of welfare. I mean, I paid into that. I mean, I might need welfare someday. My son's on welfare, right? So, you know, they're not principled.
It's amazing to me how many people cannot see through the lack of choice when it comes to the quote-unquote services that are being provided by government.
And this is the same reason why people like Trump, supposedly going in to clean up the swamp or whatever, they don't ever propose getting rid of Social Security.
Right.
The Republicans in Congress don't actually talk about ending government welfare because they know there's so many people who are dependent on the state payments that it would be a loser for them in the next election.
Well, they know that's the heartstring thing too, right? So,
sure.
Like, Social Security, like actual welfare benefits, they're a very minuscule, tiny portion of government's budgets.
Sure, compared to the military
But if you start talking about how, grandma's not going to get her Social Security payment anymore, all of a sudden, everybody in the United States of America suddenly believes that all of the old people are getting a payment and they will all die if government ends Social Security.
Oh, yeah. And guess who recently was threatening to take away Social Security payments? The Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen,
really?
When talking about the debt ceiling in quote unquote impasse, which you know it's gonna get raised, but
yeah.
You know, with the fear mongering,
I still think there's gonna be a technical default, which just means a late payment. But look, we all know that they're gonna spend more money. It's the government,
of course, and they're gonna come to an agreement or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's the fear mongering that goes on beforehand, where they say, well, we don't want to have to get rid of our firefighters, and we don't want to have to get rid of our forest rangers, and we sure don't want to have to stop making Social Security payments. She apparently trotted that one out in a recent discussion about what might happen if the U.S. defaults.
I had a bartender go off about, because I was talking to somebody else at the bar, about freedom and ideas and that kind of thing, and the bartender went off. He's like, what, do you want everybody's waste just flowing in the streets? Because that's what will happen if there's no government. And I'm like, well, you clearly do not understand really anything
at all. Is this
guy
from Massachusetts? Like, where'd he come from?
No, this was back when I was out west in the Seattle area.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, I thought you were talking about the Longhorn or something here.
No. This was some time ago.
Okay.
But at any rate, it's still, like, it freaks me out that there's people who think that, like, if government doesn't provide, a monopoly on your sewage,
right,
that, like, it's just going to flow in the streets and people are going to be canoeing through your feces.
Well, I can't have a monopoly on it, I'm certainly not going to provide this service in exchange for valuable consideration. That's just crazy.
No one actually wants sanitary cleanliness or anything.
Like, a bunch of entrepreneurs aren't going to suddenly pop up and remedy the situation.
Right.
And offer a variety of service providers to choose from.
If it's one thing that we can rely on greedy corporate types to do, it's leave money on the table. That's what they like to do.
Because we totally don't have a bunch of entrepreneurs already whose job it is to literally go around and suck out porta potties and septic tanks and do other nasty kind of jobs like that.
And what's especially sad when conservatives don't see these things, they're the ones who are supposed to believe in freedom. Like, you believe in freedom, and yet you think it's impossible for people to, plan for their own retirement?
Yeah. Well, they don't actually, as you pointed out, they don't actually believe in freedom. What they believe in is freedom for the conservatives.
Mm.
And that means freedom from immigrants. Freedom from the things that they don't like. Freedom from a drag show. Freedom from having to be encountering other people with differing belief systems in their lives.
I find that most, we'll call them inhabitants of the United States of America, really just want freedom for the United States government to do whatever the heck they want.
Whatever they want, the individual wants them to do. Yeah, that's right.
Well, and vicariously allow the government to do whatever it wants.
Let's go to the phones here. We have Tim on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, so So my dog was giving me a funny look, watching me, watching my schizophrenic butt pace across the floor, listening to the caller about, you know, gun control and how psychologists should be able to infringe upon my right to defend myself by putting me in a database and then handing it over to a group of politicians who he had already admitted that are also clinically insane.
Right. Yeah, your dog was smart enough to give you the look on that one, huh?
Yeah, I was just pacing back and forth. And so that was my comment on that. Regarding immigration, back when that guy, his great, not his grandparents, but it was probably his great-great-grandparents when they immigrated here, they didn't have welfare.
Not like today, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, I moved to New Hampshire from Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Now, should I have been prevented from moving here because I wasn't from here?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. One thing's for sure, the people in the southwest of the United States, which is about as far from New Hampshire as you can get, yeah, with the exception of Hawaii or Alaska, they don't have near as much in common with us here in New Hampshire as the folks up there in Montreal do. Right? Like the Montrealites, or whatever you call them, they are geographically closer to us. They know what it's like to live in cold weather, and like we have some similarities to those people. We have a similar geographic.
They see elk on the roadway.
Landmass. Yeah, they've probably seen some moose or whatever.
Like it, yeah.
But the folks in Southern California, they can't really relate to any of that stuff. There's more communists down there in California than there probably are up in.
But they're closer
Montreal.
To Mexico, so shouldn't that make them more welcome to the Mexican people?
I don't know.
Who want to come over and
just depends.
You know, work and provide for their families and try
the
to
point
have,
is,
have a life?
You know, why shouldn't we have the ability for the people from Montreal to come here unrestricted than the people in California?
Well, I mean,
they're closer.
That's how it just should be. Nobody owns planet Earth.
They should all have the right to come here.
Nobody, I agree.
Nobody really owns planet Earth. The only people who own planet Earth are the ones who, well, back it up with violence.
What should be clarified, though, is the people should have a right to go anywhere they're welcome. And what I mean by that is private property where they are welcome. So if you've got a place that you want to hire someone from Montreal, or you want to hire someone from Mexico City, or you want to hire someone from Brazil or wherever, if you are willing to have them on your property to work or to live, no one should be able to tell you you can't.
Yeah, and if you don't want a certain kind of people around, then don't hire them or don't rent to them. But it's none of your business if I do.
And if I may interject, this is what finally a few nights ago, or maybe even a week ago, I lose track of time pretty easily, is what turning against Ron DeSantis in the end is, you know, his support of E-Verify.
E-Verify. Oh, yeah, that's the solution. We just need to put everyone on a database. That's a great idea.
It's okay when it's a conservative database. The databases are fine.
They could never be used against them.
No, that'll never happen.
They'll
thank
conserve
you,
that information.
For the call tonight, I appreciate it. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump canceled an outdoor rally in Iowa today due to bad weather. Both he and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis were scheduled to hold separate events in the Hawkeye State. President Biden is optimistic about the debt ceiling talks, saying today they were moving along. Biden is encouraged by the real discussions, but said they are still short of a deal with Republicans. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is formally rejecting a GOP-backed abortion bill. The measure would lower the window for abortions in the state from 20 weeks to 12. It's unclear if Republicans can muster enough votes in the North Carolina House and Senate to override Cooper's veto. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is on pace for another big weekend after taking in more than $15 million domestically on Friday. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. You can join the show. And bring up whatever you want. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. People have opinions, surprise, surprise, about immigration. So we'll definitely talk to those people coming up here in just a moment. But I do want to let you know that this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash. It is digital cash. That's what Dash is all about. That is their focus. A lot of other cryptocurrencies out there, they really don't care about spending. They just want number go up. Dash is actually focused on being useful crypto.
You had mentioned Longhorn Steakhouse the other previous segment, and I went there for dinner and paid with Dash Direct. Got
awesome.
I don't know, 4% off my bill or something like that.
Sweet, you know, it adds up.
Yeah, and also the wait staff. The way I use Dash Direct is I don't buy like a gift card that's like a couple hundred bucks. Mm-hmm. I just actually wait until they give me my bill.
You get the exact amount.
And then I make a gift card for that exact amount. And they're amazed. They're like, that's weird. Your gift card, they're used to telling you how much you have left on the
card
if you present them with a gift card. So I just write the numbers down on the back of the check. And
one of the crappiest things about gift cards is when you have like $1.50 left on a gift card.
And you can't spend it.
Like, what do you do with it?
Exactly. So if you can make the on-demand gift card for the exact amount of money for
your bill, that's how you're supposed to use Dash.
And then I tip in cash, right? Because that way it's tax-free.
Right. Nice. Yeah, Dash Direct makes that possible, and you've been a fan of this thing since
I love it, man. Since before, I wish it would get bigger, actually.
Yeah, since before Dash became a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. And you can get the Dash Direct app on your Apple or Android app stores. It's free to get into it. You get over 155,000 locations across the United States where you can actually spend your Dash. And as you pointed out, Captain, in most cases, you get a discount for spending your Dash, which is finally gives people a reason to use cryptocurrency, which is awesome. So kudos to the folks over at Dash for making this stuff happen. They're really doing great work. It is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies out there, and it's widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get Dash and use it. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And big thanks to the Dash Decentralized Autonomous Organization for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org and learn about Dash. That
thank
is
you,
Dash.org.
And I would just like to point out that I love that there is a free market in currencies when it comes to cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. Because things like Dash are ensuring that you don't have some dominant thing like BTC that just stops improving.
Right.
Because you keep them on their toes by saying, hey, you can still move things around for less than penny over here. And that lights the fire under them to increase their network technology so that, like, okay, hey, guys, we need to get on the ball about the Lightning Network so that it can go under a penny like it should have been.
Let's go to the phones here. We got some folks calling in from the radio listener land. We have Mark on the line in Maine, listening to WLOB FM in Portland. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, how we doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I've been listening to you guys talk about the immigration, and I have no problem with people coming into this country, but we are a country of laws, and
that's nonsense.
The Biden administration.
What does that mean? We're a country of laws? We're not a country of laws.
That's mythology.
We're a country of people.
It's a country. No, it's ruled by men is what it is. These people do not follow their own laws, Mark, and I can't believe you still believe that they do.
Well, no, I'm saying that the law is unequally applied. You know, if I do something illegal, I get a ticket or I get arrested, but other people get away with it.
Well, right, because it's a country of men. It's a rule of men, and the arbitrary rule of these men is what we're dealing with today here. And unfortunately, there's all kinds of peaceful people who are getting rounded up and thrown into detention camps for doing absolutely nothing that harms another person, and that includes a lot of the people that are just trying to come here to make a better life for themselves.
Well, I understand that, but the globalists having these people come here to overwhelm our system. I mean, Portland's overrun with illegals, and we're not taking care of our own people that are homeless.
Okay. Do you actually believe that the people who are coming across the border are only coming here because some globalist plot is telling them to? Or do you think it's more likely that the place they're leaving just really sucks and the governments there are tyrannical and they've heard that that the United States is more free and so that's why they're coming here?
Well, I think a lot of them are coming here because everything's free for them.
Well, I'd like to back up to you were saying they're overloading our system. So, if by government, yes, good. Number one, you can overload that system. Number two, good, it needs to break. Now, if by overloading our system you mean the market, that's not a real thing. You can't overload the market. It changes.
I understand that, but what about all the free things, all the hospitals, all the health care, the food?
I'm against all of that being stolen from people. We need to stop this welfare state.
So would you agree with us then, Mark, that we should end the welfare state?
Well, no, I don't think we should end the welfare state, but
why not?
We should make sure that
if your reason is sound, if they are coming here for the free stuff, so to speak, then why would you not take away their incentive? That's the way you're going to stop them from coming here is by taking away that incentive.
If that's why they're coming.
If that's why they're coming. I'm just saying, let's hypothetically say he's correct, and that's why they're coming here. Why would you not take away the thing that incentivizes them coming?
Well, because we don't control it. The people that run the world are controlling it, saying, come to America, we'll give you free things.
So the reason we shouldn't end the welfare state is because we can't. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the people can.
No, we can. We absolutely can.
There's no control by the people. The government is not for the people anymore.
I agree. The government is completely unresponsive to what the people want. But look, if you're saying what we should do is control the border, okay. If border control is just as possible as ending the welfare state, then I say let's pick end the welfare state.
You know, I'm not for ending the welfare state, but I'm saying...
Why?
Why not?
Get the welfare.
Why do you support welfare, sir?
Well, because there are some people that do need it.
Yeah, that's what charities are for.
But not everybody.
Yeah, why do you trust the government to hand out money to people who are in need? Why can't churches handle that? Why can't charities handle that?
I don't trust the government to do that.
Well, then let's end it.
Then why not end the welfare state? That's a government program, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I see your point, but okay. There are people that need it, and...
Did you hear the argument at all? So that's why charities exist. That's why churches do outreach to these people that need these things. Like, yeah. I'm not arguing that these people need these, that these people need help. I'm arguing that the government has no business doing it, and we should all stop being stolen from so that the government can do this poorly and push everyone else out of the charity market.
Yeah, don't you think it would be better if people were able to donate to charities that are actually helping others in the way that you think is best, rather than have the government steal your money through the threat of your, you know, threat of taxation, the threat of stealing your home from you, stealing money from you through property taxes or income taxes or whatever, and then just handing it out to whoever the hell they want to give it to?
Well, that's where the problem comes in. They just give it to whoever they want.
Right. So that's why we're suggesting the solution would be to end the government welfare state and instead just allow people to donate to whatever charities they think is best voluntarily. Doesn't that sound like a better situation?
It does sound like a better situation.
Okay. Now, here's the next question. If we could accomplish that, if that actually happens, and there's no more government welfare, and anybody that needs help, whether it's paying the rent or getting some food or whatever, they have to go to the local food pantry, they have to go to their local churches, go to the Salvation Army or whoever it is that's offering that help voluntarily, then would you support more people being able to come here to the United States from other parts of the planet?
I would support people coming here. Just we want to know who's coming into our country.
Why?
It's none of your business.
Why do you want more government databases, man?
They're letting people into our country that are from countries that are enemies.
I think you're confusing the difference between the governments of those plots of land who are run by evil people, just like the U.S. federal government is run by evil people, and the fights that they have between themselves with the actual human beings who are the victims of these evil people in those countries who just want to get the F out of there so they can save their family and their children from having to live under tyranny. Those aren't your enemy.
You're just choosing one tyrannical government for another. I mean... We're making promises to these people.
I am not choosing any tyrannical government, sir. I am against tyrannical governments. I don't think that they should exist. And that includes the United States federal government. But you're the one here who said you want to have a database. You want to know who's coming in. And that means, the translation of those words means, you want the federal government, who are evil tyrants, to have yet another system of control that you think is a good idea to register people underneath, to file more reports about, to have agents investigating people, have a larger police state. This is what you really want? A bigger police state?
No, it isn't.
Okay. Well, that's what happens when you put people on these lists like this. That's what happens when you're like, we've got to know everyone who's coming in. No, we actually don't. People need to have their privacy.
Yeah, how about you just have your right to bear arms, and if there's a troublemaker that comes in, we just deal with them the old-fashioned way.
Well, that's perfectly fine. I mean,
great.
The more guns in good people's hands, the less crime.
Right, so we don't need the government databases if we got our freedom to defend ourselves, right?
I just, No, I totally agree with that. I just think that these countries are emptying out their jails and they get rid of the citizens they don't want in their country and they're sending them to us.
Who's telling you that?
They say it on the talk shows and everything like that.
The talk shows.
And let's say you're right about that. Let's say hypothetically that is the case. Look, if I'm getting locked up by my government here, then I probably want to get away from them.
I'm getting possibly locked up by the government here. Our co-host Aria is facing 18 months in federal prison. She's going to be a felon when she gets out, and most people aren't going to ask her why. But yeah, for paperwork violation. So I don't know. I'm not so afraid of people that have been in other governments' prisons because I don't trust governments to put the right people in prison. Do you?
No, I don't.
All right. I think we've made some progress here.
I just think on the immigration thing, they're letting all these people in to overwhelm the system to make our country like theirs.
What do you mean overwhelm the system?
The health care, the free, the
welfare state.
Right, so let's end the welfare state.
This guy is just repeating what he's heard on the news.
Well, but I think we've given him some things to think about, and he is repeating some things he's heard on talk radio. And they want you to believe that these people are your enemy, okay? And one of the reasons why they want you to believe that is because they want you to be distracted from who the real enemy is, which is the people in Washington, D.C., who are ruling your life and telling you how to live and stealing endless amounts of value from you and printing out the money endlessly to, again, steal more of the value that you've created in your life. These people are the ones who are the trouble. They're the ones who are putting peaceful people behind bars. They're the ones who are bombing innocent people all around the world and forcing you to pay for it. But they want you to think that Javier down in Mexico City or whatever, or, you know, Juan from Guatemala who just wants to come up here and pick some watermelons, you know, for 40 cents a melon or whatever, that they're the problem. And they're not. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your call. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Ella, because there always has to be an enemy, right? Like, they address this in V for Vendetta, which is a great movie if anyone hasn't seen it yet. And Ella, just hang on a sec. They address this where the big bad guy in that movie, Chancellor, whatever the hell his name was, he said, we have to remind them why they need us. Yeah. There has to be someone to be afraid of that you can look to the government, because the government's going to say, we'll protect you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're under threat from the terrorists. You're under threat from those people with COVID. You're under threat from the drug dealers.
You're under threat from the people who want to pick fruit.
Yeah.
As long as the oppressed are looking horizontally across at each other, and that's what we're worried about, then we will never look vertically at the people above us that are oppressing all of us.
That's right. Ella, you're on in Maryland, listening also on the radio to our station in Pennsylvania, WEEO. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to mention that there were requirements for immigrants 100 years ago. That's why so many came through Ellis Island. And I know there were ways around that because you could still theoretically take a boat, land on a beach, nobody would notice,
right,
and go on with your life.
Yeah.
But there were requirements. There were physical examinations and documentation. There was a process to it. It really, if people did it correctly, and a lot of people did, there was a process, and it wasn't a guarantee that you were going to be allowed to stay.
Right. And that was my point, was that the legal method of entering the country is a theft of your time and your money, and every cent that they take from you and every second that they take from you,
you don't get it back.
Yeah, you don't get it back, and it's what you cannot leave to your posterity. So if your grandparents were required to go through this process, that is a little bit that was stolen from you.
And it was a scary process. I think that's part of the control they had over people. You know, people were afraid they were going to fail the examinations, or that one person in the family would be sent back and everybody else would be allowed to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Separating families at the border. Where have I heard that?
I've been doing it for a long time. That said, it was probably not as bad back then as it is today. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't there, but it's I think it's just a different kind of bad. You know, at that point it was, people were still not really settling, but kind of building America. We weren't kind of to where we are now. So I think maybe the philosophies behind it were, I don't know, some of them are probably the same, but they were coming to a different place.
Although, did you need a lawyer back in the late 1800s to get through that process?
I don't know.
Because you do today. I mean, you need to have a lawyer today. You got to have somebody, an immigration attorney, who knows the procedure, who knows the bureaucracy, who knows all the forms, who can hold your hand through a very lengthy, years-long, in many cases, process. This isn't just you show up at Ellis Island, yeah, fill out some forms, and you know, see a doctor, and then hope the bureaucrats let you in. This is forms, endless forms, thousands of dollars in fees, attorney time, court time, and lots of bureaucracy.
I know a person who was recruited by, let's just say, a very large software company in Seattle, Washington, recruited by them from Great Britain. He's a British chap, because they could not find anybody with his qualifications, you know, his you know, engineering and his software ability in the United States.
Right.
And so they imported him. They paid for the attorney. They paid for all of the, you know, all the forms to be filled out. They paid for his travel, his relocation, all that kind of stuff. It took somewhere between 5 and 7 years for that to be completed before he was officially recognized. So he was here on like a work visa while the process was going on. It took almost 7 years.
And that's the easy road.
And this is for a guy highly sought after by
with a
software
sponsor.
Company with a corporate sponsor with a bunch of money behind it and all the attorneys they could ask for to make it go. And they had, he said he saw them, they had three ring binders, the big, you know, half foot thick three ring binders. They had like a whole desk full of them just on him.
Just on him.
Just on him. To get him over here because of his qualifications.
Absolutely insane.
I can't imagine what it's like for somebody who doesn't have those resources and sponsorship, somebody who's just, you know, afraid for their life, running from, you know, tyranny in their country, want to come somewhere and make a life for themselves. And that process they have to go through, they shouldn't have to go through at all.
That's why there's the saying, it's easier to swim the Rio Grande than climb the mountain of paperwork. There's a reason for that saying.
Yeah.
Anything else, Ella, you want to share with us tonight?
That's all. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight.
Ella,
I appreciate it. Let's continue here with this caller. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Hello, I am John from America.
Hi, John. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to say I've been listening for a couple of years now to y'all's thing.
Thank
and
you.
I just want to say I appreciate everything you're doing, and I definitely am a listener, even if you don't hear from me much. Yeah, that's it. I just want to say thanks for everything you're doing, and I agree with, you know, mostly everything y'all say. I don't really have much more to say than that, than just thanks for.
Well, that's
for
very
everything.
Kind, and we appreciate you being out there. You don't have to disagree with us to call in, although it certainly makes things more interesting.
Thank you for listening.
And hey, I appreciate the courage that it takes to call in.
It does.
Because I mean, I remember the first time I ever called into this show.
It's nerve-wracking.
Like, it's nerve-wracking. My hand was shaking. Like it's a little scary. So I appreciate you having the courage to call in, because I know there are people out there that have information and opinions that they would share, but they're a little too intimidated by the process.
Yeah, I do have one other thing. When I heard you talking to the guy about, he was talking about like the free healthcare or whatever benefits that.
Yeah,
I was thinking. I kind of do feel like there is a little bit like the way the government likes to work is they do like to cover their bases. So like if you try to go one way with a thing, they will make sure that they already had that covered. So in terms of like making this state a free state where anybody could just come in, or a free country where anybody could just come in and just do whatever they want, I do feel like there is some obviously pros and cons to that, because like if we think about how America got started, you know, the natives were like, yeah, for sure, come on along in, like, you want to be a part of this thing, yeah, go for it. Like, I don't think the indigenous people, are definitely tribal governments, and not all tribes agree on one thing, you know, but overall, from what my understanding of tribes, they're pretty much like pretty good at integrating with other people. Like, we don't, historically speaking, you don't see a tribe full of ancestral people, because tribal people tried to, you know, create genetic diversity. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
Did they? I don't know. I would have figured some tribes would have been accepting and other tribes would have been pretty nasty, but I wasn't around back then, so that's just speculation.
If tribes didn't want to integrate with other tribes, then yeah, genetic degradation is a thing that
happens. I see what you're saying.
You won't last that long.
This is something that is done on an individual basis. Like, this is literally why accents are so sexy, is because your genes are detecting.
You know,
a
that's
different
a different person.
Set.
Ah, that's an interesting point. Thank you for the call tonight, John. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here. This caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Hi, this is Chad.
Hey, Chad, where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that I don't think most illegal immigrants, are coming here for welfare. They're coming here because their lives are a living hell in their countries of origin because mostly of American foreign policy. If you want to stop illegal immigration, probably getting rid of the drug war would be a good start, because if you're living in a narco state, you're terrified for your life.
Yep.
And this is why these people are fleeing. So, in my opinion, that would be probably one of the better solutions.
I think that's definitely would be a step in the right direction. However, ending the war on drugs won't necessarily end the tyranny of these commies, right? So, like, Mark Edge, he's one of our co-hosts. He lives part of the year down in Honduras, and he says that the communists basically have taken over the government down there, and that's probably one reason why it's one of the most dangerous countries on the face of the planet as far as murders and rapes and things like that, because, you know, communists aren't very good at doing anything effectively, so it's a bit of a tyranny kind of situation down there. I mean, ending the war on drugs would be a good thing for the whole world, there's no doubt about it, but it's certainly not going to end human oppression.
There is certainly something
won't end it.
Right.
Yeah. There certainly is something to the blowback argument. You know, the United States has been building its empire and creating
Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador.
Chad, I don't know if you want more. If you got more to say, hang on. We can bring it back here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. If you don't, if you want to go, that's cool too. But hour number three is coming up. We do have time for you. Your thoughts. Open lines are available for you at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join the show. You're on Free Talk Live.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.